chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls, came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot, who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality." Scholars differ greatly on the interpretation of chapter 17 and 18 of Revelation. But let's begin by focusing on the indisputable. The great harlot is Babylon. And we're not talking about politics or geography. We know this from verse 2, where we read, "The kings of the earth committed acts of immorality with Babylon." Our subject is religion of man, not of God. Its roots run very deep from Genesis chapter 11. Now, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. After the floodwaters receded and Noah and his family disembarked, they set upon creating civilization anew. The region where they chose to settle historically became known as the cradle of civilization. Abram and his family emerged from Ur of the Chaldees, found in the southern area of Shinar. The key point to keep in mind, they left this land where idol worship and polytheism were the norm. The region collectively known as Assyria and Babylonia never emerged from their man-made religion, known biblically as harlotry. This is rooted in the first defiance of God's command to spread throughout the world. Instead, they unilaterally decided to establish a collective. The mission of this blasphemous coalition was to build a tower to heaven. We know the rest of the story. And we know the name given the city of the tower, Babel. This became Babylon. Both the name of a city and the name of the concept of secular humanism. The immorality described in verse 2 is the reckless disregard for the Lord of Heaven's armies. Chuck Swindoll describes three foundations of this religion in Living Insights Revelation. Rejection of God's promises, that is, faithlessness, rebellion against God's commands, that is, disobedience, and refusal of God's grace, that is, legalism. Continuing in Revelation 17, "And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and of the unclean things of her immorality, and on her forehead a name was written, a mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Saint John is carried in his vision to a new location, a wilderness. There he saw a woman sitting on a beast. The beast has four primary characteristics. Its color is scarlet. It has blasphemous names. It has seven heads, and it has seven, or has 10 horns. The beast is the Antichrist, and we have seen him before. The color scarlet is a thread wound throughout Scripture from the birth of the twins of Tamar in Genesis 38 through the cord that saved the lives of Rahab and her family in Joshua to the robe put on Jesus in Matthew 27. The remaining descriptors are found in chapter 13 on a beast rising from the sea. Verse 7 adds, it was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. The woman is a vision of a counterfeit tabernacle, that is, a false religion. The Apostle Paul, in his second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, reveals the mystery. Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure, or be disturbed, either by a spirit or a message or a letter, as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things? And you know what restrains him now, so that in his time, he will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Continuing in Revelation 17, in verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered greatly. And the angel said to me, why do you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the 10 horns. The woman has shed the spiritual blood of the saints and the martyrs through apostasy and deception. The angel continues in verse 8 with a prophecy. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction. and those who dwell on the earth, whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast that he was and is not and will come. While the messenger reveals the ultimate destruction of the Antichrist and his worldwide empire, the remnant of mankind, the unbelievers, will be completely mesmerized. But wait, there's more. Continuing in verse 9. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while. The beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth and is one of the seven. And he goes to destruction. John sees a panorama of world history. He is given the ability to see the world's empires in a context that makes the vision somewhat less overwhelming. These empires were in diametrical opposition to Yahweh and his people: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. The Roman Empire was the ever-present oppressive reality of the first century. The world government, led by the Antichrist, is the one which lay in the future beyond the apostles' lifetime. Continuing in verse 12. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. In this portion of the Revelation, John receives clarity. What is important to recognize is the source of the authority given to the government. That authority comes from the deceiver, the accuser, the adversary, Satan. Antichrist shares in this power and authority, but only briefly. The last five verses of the chapter speak for themselves. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. And he said to me, "The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw and the beast, these will hate the harlot and will make her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh and will burn her up with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose by having a common purpose, and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God will be fulfilled. The woman whom you saw is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. Praise be to God. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.